Well, let's see. You ever call them city dudes or city slickers or?
Yeah, I've heard them call them that.
Called what?
City dudes.
All right. Now, let's turn the tables here. Do you know of any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that might be used to refer to country people, you know, by a city person? Have you ever heard a city person refer to a person from the country?
Country crackers, sorry.
What's that?
Country crackers, I've heard all people
right.
say.
Anything else that you can think of? Okay, let's go on. Now, how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black? You know, they live, a lot of them live around here. What are they?
Some of them call them Latin niggas or something like that.
All right, now, would you say it again?
Black niggas.
Okay. Now, how do you refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to? What are we?
Gentiles.
Oh, all right. Or any other thing? You know, you referred to the niggers down the road here. Now, we're not niggers. We are what? There are two races living around here, right? One of them is a nigger race up here, right? The other one is which one?
It's a white race.
All right. So, if you were referring to me as one, just one, you'd say I'm a white what? Well, I'd be a white person, wouldn't it? Something like that. Okay. Do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people? You know, let's say that somebody else of another race, say a nigger, would use. Have you ever heard any? Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, you know, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man, when he come home, found out it was broke, that his fishing rod was broken, got awfully quiet about it. Maybe that was confusing. I'll try it again. Suppose a man had a fishing rod. It was his favorite fishing rod. And while he was away at work, his son broke the fishing rod. You might say when the man came home and found, all right, but what did the man, you know, when the man picked up his fishing rod and saw it broken, he got awfully what about it? The man who owned
now
it.
Now what did I do when Mike and them lose some of my tube?
I just told him he got a
whoops. Well now that ain't, what did you say that I got? I mean, what kind of mood would I be in?
Mad, I suppose.
All right.
You're trying to get you to say.
All right. Suppose you've been working very hard all day, and by nighttime, you'd come in and you'd say, man, I'm really what?
I'd be tired.
All right. Do you ever use any other term that means tired, any other words or?
I said I would give out a lot.
Good. Now,